It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It is your old buddy, Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me this week for our outdoor show. You know, deer season, the rifle season, opens this weekend. Saturday morning, there will be hunters all over the northern part of the state and West Texas looking for that big buck of their lifetime, or possibly putting some venison in the freezer. You know, I've been hunting deer now for a month. I started at the opener of deer season with the bow. I love to bow hunt. This past week, I've done some experimenting with a new muzzleloader. I want to spend some time later in the show and tell you about a brand new type of muzzleloader that's come out, and a powder, a propellant that I use that I've discovered that makes muzzleloader shooting and hunting fun again. It's easy cleanup, and well, I'll tell you about it in a little bit. But first off, I want us to go down to Lake Fork. Now, guide Seth Vanover is with us quite frequently. He does a good job. He guides for catfish and crappie and largemouth bass down at Lake Fork and over at Lake of the Pines. But right now, they are hammering the catfish. I mean, catching a bunch of catfish there at Fork. And we're going to get Seth to give you some tips on catching them down there. And then later in the show, I want to wrap up and tell you about this new muzzleloader that I want you all to check out. And then also maybe have time to give you a camp recipe or two for this weekend. So let's head down to Fork. Guide Seth Vanover is probably in his boat right down there, and I know he's ready to talk catfishing with us. Seth, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, Luke. How are you?
Could not be better. This weekend is, you know, there's an official opening of deer season, and for years I thought this was the only opener before I started bow hunting about 20 years ago. Deer season opened. I know it's going to be hard for you to stay out of the woods with that bow, but you are catching a ton of channel catfish, you and your clients down at Lake Fork right now, aren't you?
Oh, well, my clients are. I ain't got time to fish. It is busy.
You're unhooking and rebaiting. I talked to Seth a couple of days ago, and he was telling me you ran several trips, and y'all promptly limited out and caught some good channel cat, too, you're saying.
Oh, the size really showed up this past weekend. We caught some going up to 9 pounds, and the average last weekend was running in the 3 to 4 range.
Oh my gosh. You know, if people can get out of the woods this time of year, devote a day to go fishing, they're usually repaid handsomely. You know, the fish, this is the best time of the year to fish, in my opinion. And I've done it too. You know, I'm like you. I love to bow hunt and hunt anything and about any time, but when I sneak away and go fishing, I'm usually glad that I did. That cooler water and several factors. The lakes have already turned over, and the fishing just gets on in the fall, doesn't it?
It really does. And like I said, if you have a day off to get away from hunting, generally you have the lake to yourself.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of people. It's, you know, there's not always good days to go hunting, a little warm front, something like that. Go catch up on some fishing because the fall bite is crazy.
You know, Seth, now also is a great time for people like us that love to eat fish. I love catfish. You do too.
Oh, yeah.
But now is a time to put some fillets in the freezer, because not too long from now, I mean, winter cometh. It's going to be here before long. It's going to be, not to say that the crappie fishing is still real good, but, you know, now is make hay while the sun shines, an old Northeast Texas saying we've got, you know. It's time now to do it. What depths of water are you fishing, Seth?
We're staying 16 to 20 feet right now in the catfish, and no deeper than 20. You can still catch them deeper than 20, but you're not going to have the numbers and the size. It's a lot more consistent in that 20-foot range right now.
So key on water 18 to 20 foot. I'm going to bet that you're catching them near bottom.
Right, contacting the bottom. We're dropping the bait down there, wait till it touches bottom, and basically just get your line tight.
Okay.
No more than a couple of inches off the bottom.
Okay. And tell us how you're rigging up with the weight and the hook.
Well, when I'm fishing livers, I fish with the number 4 treble on the bottom, come up about 18 inches to 2 feet, and tie in just a quarter ounce bell weight. And the reason for that is that when you're fishing those chicken livers, they tend to suck those things in pretty deep and real fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll bend your hook while you're trying to get them out or have to cut the hook off completely. So instead of having to tie all whole new rig on their hook end weight, you still got a little line left, and you can just retie a hook and get back to having fun.
That makes sense, Seth. And as far as baits that will produce fish, I know you love the chicken livers, and I fished with you using them. They work. A good smelly cheese bait or punch bait that stays on the hook well, that I know that you were telling me there that you've had success with those type baits too.
Right. Anything right now, we're using the cheese bait right now that's just on fire. And in the chicken livers, you just can never go wrong with those. Never go wrong with a good chicken liver.
And the thing is, they're readily available. They're cheap. And, you know, I fished, I used to catfish a lot, channel catfish with a guy that made blood bait. He sold it. I don't think he's in business anymore. But his was the best blood bait that I'd ever fished with, congealed blood, you know, is what it was. And you know, it would stay on the hook, but once a catfish hits it, I mean, it'll stay on if you just drop it over, let it go to bottom. And the fish love blood bait, but it would last through one whack, one strike, and then it was gone. The thing about a chicken liver, it's got the blood built in and some consistency there too for to hold itself on the hook. So chicken livers, you really, like you always say, you can't go wrong using them, can you?
No. It's still, over the years, the most consistent bait I've ever fished with. There are times that a catfish will not touch a punch bait, won't touch any kind of a stink bait. Put a good old-fashioned chicken liver on there, and you're going to get bit.
They will. Well, Seth, now I want to make sure everybody knows Lake Fork, which is right in the heart of KETR country up there. A lot of folks listening to you now fish at Lake Fork, so I want to make sure that we can connect you with them, with our listeners. You know, if you can help them out in any way, take them fishing or tell them something, I know you will. Give them tips. You do that all the time.
And
we appreciate it. And also, crappie right now. I know the catfish are red hot, but kind of give us a little rundown on the crappie fishing down at Fork.
The crappie fishing within the next, by mid-November, the crappie fishing is going to be just on fire. It'll get so fun. Minnows, jigs, doesn't matter. It's going to get really fun in about mid-November.
All right. That's some good tips, Seth. Let's do this. Let's make sure that we do connect you with all the listeners by leaving your website and a phone number. And I know you welcome calls with people to just have some questions. If they want to, you know, some things that maybe we didn't answer on the air, I know you'd be glad to answer their questions.
Oh, yeah, you bet. The website is lakeforkcatandcrappie.com, or you can call me anytime at 903-736-4557.
Well, Seth, as always, I really appreciate your input and your words of wisdom, and we'll get you back again before long. How about it?
All right, Luke, I appreciate it, buddy.
Folks, that was guide Seth Vanover down at Lake Fork. He is on some channel catfish, as he mentioned. A good place to go and a good time to go and stock the freezer up with some channel catfish fillets, that's for sure. You know, I mentioned earlier in the show that I've been shooting a new muzzleloader, and I want to tell you about it. I've been a muzzleloader fan for years. I started shooting muzzleloaders, gosh, back when I was in my 20s a long time ago. And I used to shoot the old Hawking. I used to use actual black powder. Spend untold hours cleaning those smoke poles after I got through shooting them. And I kind of gave it up after I started using the propellants the cleaner burning propellants like 777 and Pyrodex and propellants like that, which don't leave all the sulfur residue in your barrel. But even that, I got a little burned out, and I bow hunt a lot, but I'm back into muzzle loading right now. There's a company that's made up of ex-Thompson Center employees. Several guys that used to work at TC formed the LHR Sporting Arms, LHR Sporting Arms Company. And listen to this. I think I can track you through this. Where most muzzleloaders, most inline muzzleloaders, have a breech plug that screws into the barrel, you know. There's threads on the inside of the barrel. Well, the Redemption is the muzzleloader that LHR makes. It has the end of the barrel closest to the stock there, by the breech end of the barrel, is threaded. So the breech plug screws in from the outside of the barrel. You can imagine how much easier that makes cleaning. The rifling on the inside of the barrel goes all the way to the back of the barrel. So there's no threads on the inside of the breech end of your muzzle loaders to get fouled up with powder. You don't have to worry about cleaning. It makes cleaning way, way easier. Now, there's a new propellant, not black powder. It's a black powder substitute. It's called Blackhorn 209. This stuff, I've only been shooting it for about 2 weeks now. It leaves almost no residue in your barrel, and it is a substitute for black powder. And the first, I sighted this thing in. I put a Bushnell Legend scope on this thing, folks, on this Redemption muzzleloader. Bore sighted it, took it out. I always shoot a big target on when I'm checking one out the first time when I'm sighting it in case my shot flies off a ways I can adjust back. Well, I bore sighted it. My first shot hit about 8 inches high at 100. Now, it was right on, windage was almost perfect, within a quarter of an inch, right up and down, but it was 8 inches high. I went down the appropriate clicks, 4 clicks per inch, brought it down, and that thing, the next shot was about 2 inches high, which would make it a 200-yard gun using 100 grains of powder. But I went on, the best group that I shot was just a tad under 1 inch. That's a three-shot string, which to me is the way more accuracy than I've ever achieved with a muzzleloader. Check these things out if you're interested in muzzleloaders. The website is LHRSportingArms.com, LHRSportingArms.com. And Blackhorn powder, you can Google that, Blackhorn powder. It's the Blackhorn 209 is the propellant that I actually used. Now, I was going to give you a camp recipe. We've got time to do that. If you like cabbage and you like sausage, you're going to like this recipe for this weekend at deer camp. Make some, take some ground meat or sausage. You can use either one. If you like a spicy sausage, you can use that, or you can just use regular ground beef. Mix some raw rice in there with it. Season it with your favorite seasoning. That can be salt and pepper or whatever dry seasoning you like. Make some meatballs out of it. Now, in a cast iron pot or a big heavy wall pot, put some cabbage in the bottom. Put a layer of meatballs, some more cabbage, a layer of meatballs. Stack it up in your pot. One head of cabbage, ever how far that will carry you height-wise in your pot will do. Take a big can of spicy V8 cocktail, pour that on it, and put a little extra rice in there, and cut your fire low and let it cook about 45 minutes. That is some awesome, awesome eating at deer camp. Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to Sniper, HAWGlights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com, and also made possible by Hoffpire Polaris down in Goldwaith, Texas. The website down there is hpolaris.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.